Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Smarkless. I am your host, Chris S. Fleming, the man, the myth, the legend, the guy you can't stand, the guy who the truth and backs it up to show that it is the truth, because that's what I do. Very emotional WrestleMania week. And I'm sure the whole world knows about the unfortunate passing of Jim Hillick, a.k.a. The Ultimate Warrior, who, before 24 hours before his passing, was on Monday Night Raw. And that's for us all. I'm completely there. It's not really much to say, but because I really feel his family. But, I guess the only thing that, you know, we can say is that just please, you know, keep his family and his friends, you know, in your prayers and just think about them. And I have a phone call that I'm trying to answer, but my browser is jumping from one player, jumping from one page to the other while I'm in the middle of a show, and it's getting kind of annoying, So please excuse any interruptions if I may have them. I'm trying to fix this. Slow ass computer. Ugh. I'm sorry, guys. Piece of crap. It's really, real, really slow computer. I wouldn't be having this problem if I just had my phone. But I can't use my phone right now because my account has to be reactivated because I changed my number earlier today, which I will not be giving out to any of you. So, yeah. So, sorry, don't ask. The only thing I can tell you is if you want in contact with me, if you want to get in contact with me, give me comments about the show, give me things I should use on the show that are smart, mark worthy of being made fun of, you can contact me at my Twitter page at xchrisfx, or you can add me on Facebook. You can get with Archel Jones on that, or you can tweet me for the info. And what I would advise you to add me first to find out that. Get it? Got it? Good. Crap out. As soon as I get working, phone call. If it's still there, I don't know why this thing will walk away from the page, and I didn't even say that it should walk away from the page. Okay, finally, let's try this. Carla, you're on the air.
Hey, can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you.
Shut up. You can, too.
I can?
Well, if you're answering me, you are.
Apparently, I can, if I'm answering you.
Okay. Well, you know my name, so let me introduce myself. This is Rainey Newman. I don't know what I am. What am I, Chris?
You're Ranger.
Okay, I guess I'm Raindrop. I don't know. So
you
have
to be an advocate.
Is your phone kind of breaking up?
No, my phone's not breaking up. I'm using my phone. I'm using my head because my phone is not activated right now. Because I changed my phone number today, and it has to get reactivated. So it might take a bit. So please excuse me, anybody who can't hear me. It's not my fault I got shitty equipment.
I'm sorry.
With that being said, I'm going to let this young woman take the floor for a second while I figure this shit out.
Okay.
Wait, we happen to have another caller. Let's see what's going on.
Okay.
Caller number three, you're on the smarts list.
I got to be caller number three.
I don't know why.
I don't know, but I do apologize. I was supposed to give you like an hour. I didn't set it up in time, so you got only 30 minutes for today, but the next 2 weeks you got an hour.
All right, good to know. Well, with that being said, we have guests tonight on the Smarks list. We have two people right here, and myself, bitch. Okay. I will get everybody's comments. Everybody must know. I'm sure by now everybody knows about Ultimate Warrior's passing. I don't mean to sound excited about it. I'm not, because I'm not excited about it. But the reason I sound like this is because a certain little big mouth, half-minded, wannabe female Donald Trump bitch happened to, well, let's just say she says she hasn't. She's a prime example of people that have opinions but don't know how to back shit with action. She sounds like the dusters that I make of. And I'm talking about, I'm not going to give her her name, but I'm going to say it like this. I'm going to, you guys know who she is. I'm not going to give her any publicity whatsoever. I'm just not going to say her name, but you guys know exactly who she is. Anybody out there in Radio Land who's listening, you know who she is. with that being said, I want to get your thoughts on what she said about our business.
She's a bitch.
There you go, guy. Three simple words. That's all it took.
Exactly.
That's the three best to sum it up. She the bitch. I got a song to sing.
Well, Kyle's mom is a big fat bitch. She's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's the biggest bitch that ever was a bitch. She's a bitch to all other boys and girls. Have you ever met this fucking girl? She's a fucking bitch. I swear she's bitch. She's a fucking bitch. She's a bitch. She's a bitch. Bitch, 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 bitch. This girl's a stupid bitch. This girl's a bitch, and she always will be a bitch. This is all she's a big fat bitch. A bitch.
I had that parental advisory is in effect, but will probably be ignored because nobody ever listens to me. Because what the fuck do I know? With that being said, how is everybody doing tonight? I forgot to ask.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yes.
I'm okay too.
Yes. 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 And I also want to say that my WrestleMania weekend has been tremendous, even though it almost got ruined by a couple of few fucking people who are unprepared. But that was this past weekend. I missed an hour and 30 minutes of the show because people weren't prepared. But next year I can guarantee that will not happen again. Because had I watched it by myself, and why am I looking at some dude's ass on Vivo TV in this music video? I haven't turned that shit off. Sorry, I have my music video. And I just saw some dude's bare ass. Anyway, I should not be doing all the talking. Let's hear everybody's thoughts on. I did discuss this matter with Hazel on Hazel Runs Her Mouth this past week, and I also want. Actually, yes, it was yesterday, and I would like to say that it's not the use of steroids in wrestling. It's not the use of steroids that really is the problem. It's the abuse. It's the abuse of the drug. And it's not just steroids. It's sleeping pills. It's painkillers. Any type of that shit. Is using the drug is not the problem. It's not if you use it. It's how you use it. And how you use it can affect your life and eventually in the long run take your life. Unfortunately, that may be what had happened to the Ultimate Warrior. Which, God rest his poor soul. I mean, great guy, great worker. It was great to see him, you know, inducted into the Hall of Fame past weekend, and he has, you know, great big, just his chance to get the side of the story off his chest, and actually, what the hell am I hearing?
Hmm.
Is he actually got to have this, you know, get all this off his chest and actually just make peace with everybody that he ever probably had heat with. What do you guys say?
Oh, it's just like, it was just kind of hard because of the static and stuff.
Oh, Moe, hang on. We have another caller. Caller, you're on
Hello?
The smart list.
Hello?
Caller, you're on the smart list.
Rainy?
Yes, is this Lorraine?
It sure is.
Say your name and tell us who you are.
I'm Lorraine.
Okay. Is this the very same Lorraine that I came across on Facebook? All right,
yes,
then. Hello. We're talking to the right person.
How are you?
We're hanging in there.
That's true.
I was trying to listen through Blog Talk on the internet, but wasn't able to find it because Rainey didn't post the link. So I figured I'd call and see what she's talking about.
Yay, Shakira. I'm gonna let you. Oh, you guys have inbox. I'm just looking at Shakira. Good Lord.
So, Raina, what all do you think is about what's going on, like, today and stuff about that person running her mouth?
Matter of fact, I've said what I need to say. I'll say more later. Let's go ahead and get Lorraine's thoughts.
Personally, I think she should keep her mouth shut when she don't know what the hell she's talking about.
She really does not know what the hell she's talking about.
I mean, to sit there and run her mouth about stuff that she doesn't know about, this isn't even the first time. She's well known for that. And it's ridiculous. I mean, his poor family is already so upset with everything, and they have to deal with all, you know, everybody posting stuff and best wishes and everything. Then they have to turn the news on and hear that. That's ridiculous, and it's disgusting.
No, as far as I'm concerned, lock her in a casket and set it on fire. And then and if that wasn't enough, she did it in front of one of our own.
Exactly. I mean,
when he was sitting there on stage.
He looked so shocked, like he didn't know what to say. at one point, like, I mean, do that because he thought he was going on there for something different to, you know, talk about Warrior.
That person.
Me, not that crap.
She's the only one that brought it up. And once again, you should come. I'm not going to say her name. And if that, with being said, that, if you don't mind, we're going to go to about a minute or two, and we'll come back with more on the subject. I'm just trying to... Okay, we will be right back after a message from our sponsors, which I don't have.
Sponsored by no one.
Still hot, knock your shell off. My money stacked fat, plus I can't turn the swell off. The franchise doing big business. I live this, it's automatic. I win it, so you hear those horns, you finish. A soldier, and I stay under you fighting. Plus I'm storming on these chumps like I'm thunder and lightning. Ain't no way you breaking me, kid. I'm harder than nails. Plus I keep it on lock like I'm part of the jail. I'm slaughtering stale competition. I got the whole block wishing they could run with my division, but they gone fishing. With no bait, kid, your boy hold weight. I got my soul straight. I brush your mouth like Colgate. In any weather, I'm never better. Your boy's so hot, you never catch me in the next man's sweater. If they hate, let them hate. I drop your whole clan. Lay your ass down for the 3 seconds.
Your time is up, my time is now. You can't see me, my time is now. It's the franchise where I'm shining now. You can't see me,
yeah.
My time is now.
It's gon' be what it's gon' be. 5 pounds of courage, buddy, base, 10 pants with a gold tee. It's a war dance, a victory step. A boss stance is a gift, and you insist it's my rep. John Cena trademark, y'all are so-so. And talk about the bread you made, but don't.
And we are back on this edition of the Smart Swift. I am your host, Chris S.
Wait, the song's over?
Oh, you're funny. You're really funny.
No, it's just like the stupid comments that people was made this past Monday. They was on key saying John Cena sucks.
Well, I should be on key right now. So let me Let's hit the song again and let's see what I would say.
You fucking thug. You fucking stink. You fucking stink. It's fucking stink.
You fucking stupid. You fucking stupid. You can't be.
Don't do
this.
You big
fat ass. It's the franchise where I'm shining now. You can't see
me. Fucking stink.
I fucking hate smart. They fucking suck. They don't know shit. They can't even eat shit. They probably do eat shit. What the fuck do I know? I don't know shit. Oh wait, yes I do know shit. Because I am shit. That's why I still think because I am shit. That means I'm cool. And I'm better than you cool. Yeah, my fucking yeah.
I brush your mouth like Colgate. In any weather, I'm never better. Your boy's so hot, you never catch me in the next man's sweater. If they hate, let them hate. I drop your whole clan. Lay your ass down for the 3 seconds.
Your time is up, my time is now.
My fucking stink.
Smart
fucking stink. The internet fucking stinks. You guys fucking suck. I fucking hate all of you. Go fucking die.
Okay, with that being said, I'm leaving seriousness. Now let's keep on talking. Lori, you still there, honey?
Yes, I'm still here.
Good, 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 good. Just making sure. Anyway, go ahead and let's see our currently talk to this another. Nose, great, oh, half, with a dumb bitch that saw to exploit the downs and the underbelly of our business and use it to get publicity for herself, as if she knows anything about what she is talking about. You guys know who she's, who we are talking about. So let's go ahead and keep commenting on this person now, will we? Let's go.
Was it Nasty Jen? Is that what they called her, Nasty Jim, or
Nasty Jen? Yeah. Or her name is what's her name? Nasty.
I'm trying to think of another name.
I think Nasty Grace is great. or just Nasty Grace. That's good. So, anyway, let's talk Nasty Grace.
It's not Saving Grace.
Hey, Lady Gaga's on my screen, and she's shaking her ass. Damn. Good Lord.
It is not Saving Grace.
Anyway, keep on talking, people. We have some time.
Have y'all watched the episode of NXT tonight?
No, I did not. I will watch it later.
I was watching TNA.
Okay,
yeah, I missed it.
Were you saying, Lorraine?
But I was watching TNA. I'm going to watch NXT later.
Oh, watch TNA?
Yeah.
Is it so much better now that Hulk Hogan is not there?
Uh-huh. I'm loving it with MVP there.
All right, that's good. But, I mean,
was that
about
TNA?
Yeah, she hopped over to TNA tonight.
Oh, God, they're already hearing, like, news flash and stuff like that, but we do have a new TNA world champion. I was like,
yep.
Crap, I didn't want to see see it until I watch it. Man.
It was a good match, though. So, it's actually, I think it's worth watching.
Yeah, I'm probably going to try to watch it tomorrow morning.
Well.
Yeah, I wasn't liking it too much with Dixie there, but since MVP took over, he's doing a really good job, in my opinion, so.
Yeah, you got a lot of people, like, hating on the internet right now. It's like, why?
what's his name? What else is new? They stop complaining.
I was just going to say, you can't please everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't please a smart mark. They're like a bunch of whiny little kids that are never satisfied. I'm sorry, do you guys need a diaper change? Did you guys shit yourselves? I mean, they must have shit all over their asses. I mean, you know what you guys can do? You take some of that shit in your diapers and eat it. And as far as your own piss, you can drink your own piss, too. Makes for a good meal, right? A shit and piss meal. Which is what
they
you might as well reduce. I'm sorry, what was that?
I said they probably already do.
Good. Now, with that being said, WrestleMania 30 this past Sunday was overall a very emotional time for all of us wrestling fans. And one thing what is one thing that they did not do on Sunday?
Add more matches.
No.
I know what you're talking about, but I'm just saying my opinion. But I know what you were about to say or what happened.
Well, you go ahead and say it then.
Oh, say, can you see Papa Doe's early
no,
in life?
Well, yeah, that too, but that's not it either.
Just an example.
What's the one thing that they do every year besides that that they did not do this time?
The national anthem.
No. They didn't announce the attendance record.
I thought they did.
Michael Cole did, but it wasn't like a big announcement.
I wasn't even fucking listening. I mean, because usually they'll have Justin Roberts get in the middle of the ring and announce it.
That's true.
I will go ahead and say this just while we're on the subject. The Undertaker's streak this past Sunday was the shock that shocked the world.
Yeah.
Something that nobody ever thought they would see. But we ended up seeing it anyway. And, of course, the internet's going to complain about it.
I don't think it's so much that they didn't think that they would ever see it. I think it's because who ended the streak.
Well, I'm not even too angry about that because, I don't know, this is probably what Taker wanted.
Yeah.
And he has no beef with Brock Lesnar at all, so.
From a lot of stuff that I've read, supposedly that is what he wanted, so. I kind of had to get over it.
Anyway. What the hell? I'm going to share this right quick. I'm sharing this right quick, Artrell.
Mm-hmm.
Go to my page.
Go to your page?
Yeah. And I guess we'll be going a few minutes over. Because we got some.
If you want to listen in, they can listen to the episode tomorrow.
Yeah, goddammit. And with that being said, as we go off the air live tonight, but we will be continuing the show.
That's funny.
Yes, it is. We're continuing this on with this broadcast as we do what we want to get our feelings on the subject out of the way. And if you want to listen to the show, then Artrell will tell you where you can find the episodes right now.
You can go listen to it on iTunes the next day, or just go to blogtalkradio.com/WFSO Radio Network, and you can find episodes there.
Did you guys get that? And also, you can follow me on Twitter, @ChrisFX. Once again, that's @ChrisFX. Tweet me your ideas. Tweet me anything you want. If you are a smart mark, then don't bother tweeting. All right? Simple as that. We will be getting together a new logo on it, and you guys will be able to go from there if you guys want to add me on Twitter or Facebook, any other more of that shit. With that being said, we appreciate you guys, and we will be waiting, and we appreciate you. Yeah. Fuck. Peace. Now just wait.
Ha ha. Oh, man.
All right, and welcome to the second half. I'm here, and we are going tonight. I'm not sure how long we're going to be on.
It's probably going to be like a next hour.
Yes. So with that being said, before we get this next awesome hour underway, we will take a break. But before we take a break, I will just have everybody introduce themselves. Of course, you guys know me as the best host in the world, the most charismatic host in the world, because I fucking say I am. Shut the fuck up. I don't give a shit what you say. Go fuck yourself, bitch. Anyway, and alongside, I have these three people. These three people, please introduce yourselves right now, one by one, and don't deal with Vito's answers. Go.
Hey, everybody got quiet. I guess I'll go first. My name is Artrell, kind of the co-creator and co-owner of the WFSO Radio Network. And that's all I'm going to...
Hey, I'm Rainey. I come on the show almost like every week and, you know, talk and stuff like that. So that's who I am.
And I'm Lorraine. I'm a call-in.
Somebody else wants to say something, too. Hold on.
Greetings and salutations from the BBC Radio Network. Everyone's gone quiet.
BB Radio Network.
Yeah, it definitely got quiet.
What the hell was that? Wiggle.
Is everybody good?
Make something simple, even our commercials. To order his brand, Tom just uses our app.
Okay, well, with that being said, I'm going to play a very special tune. It's one of my favorite singers. I don't give it if he's not your favorite singer, you're the one to love him because he's my homie and I love him. We will be right back after these messages from our non-sponsors.
I know you love it.
Girl, I'm feeling close to you. Maybe it's this ocean view. I'm so emotional and all these thoughts been dancing on my head. Too long. And I wrote a song for you. I wanna sing to you. But every time I'm close to you, the words won't come out, but I forget.
What am I supposed to do? Changing up and breaking all my rules ever since we
gone. It's just like a movie shoot, I'm zooming in on you. Everything is extra in the background, just fades into the set. As we ride off into the sun.
Check it out now.
I'm your host, Chris S. Fleming, and I here with everybody discussing absolutely nothing, but apparently their calls just dropped, so I'm trying to get them back on the line. If you are listening, please call back.
I'm here.
I know you're here. I'm talking about the other two.
Oh, I was about to say, because at first it just got a little silent.
So if everybody's listening, call back if you want to. If you want your little 15 seconds of shame, I mean fame.
You got that right, Shane.
Come on. Come on. Do I have to sing?
No.
I'm
know what I am gonna read.
Okay,
I was gonna read something.
All right, we'll go on ahead and present it to us.
All right.
Well, I guess I am on this show by myself because all three calls have dropped. We are experiencing some mental difficulties, people. And excuse me, I'm going to have a panic attack. My bunghole goes. People, please. Well, I guess until I have no idea what I'm gonna do. Sorry, guys.
Hey, little mama, I gotta ask me if I want to. Just tell me, can I get a light? Roll you up and let it run through my veins. I can always see the farthest stars when I'm on you. me hopped up on that
due to the technical difficulties that we are having, and the people are apparently not able to call back in. I just want to say that I appreciate everybody listening to the show, and if you want to contact me or tell me your thoughts on the show, you can tweet me at ChrisFX. Once again, that's at ChrisFX. Until next time, people, go smack yourselves. This is Chris, signing off.